Are you mentally prepared for this episode, audience?
I hope so. You better strap on.
Yeah.
that's exactly what we need to do. Strap in.
And on.
Yeah, strap in and tune on.
All right. Tune in, turn on.
Hey, guys, I'm Mark.
I'm Vicky.
And I'm Lynn.
And we are telling on ourselves. I will start with the intro then, because that's our thing, right? Mm-hmm. That's what we do.
Yeah.
We are three spilling that tea on this little journey we call recovery.
Very nice. Yeah. Yes. Very nice. Yes. And today we've got a great topic, but before that, we're going to do our first thought wrong. So up here in Illinois last week, we had a little weather event and it had me reminiscing back to different times in my life when I've experienced such weather events, such as a tornado. And I was at work and,
audience, Lynn has a very, skeptical and horrified relationship with tornadoes, by the way.
Yes, I do. Yeah.
Long backstory.
Long backstory. So the first one was when I was five and it came through my little town in Kentucky on the Ohio River and killed, so a town of 1,200, I think it killed like 80 people. I mean, it was devastating. Yeah. And we watched it go through our backyard. And our house lost a couple of shingles. It was kind of crazy. But what I remember is after that, my dad driving to pick up my mom at work, and there's people walking through the streets like covered in blood, just shocked and dazed. And
I was 5 years old. I wonder why you like all those creepy movies.
Vincent Price. He was my first love.
Okay, okay.
So that was when I was five. And then moved down to Tennessee, and there's weather. Mm-hmm. It's crazy down there, and especially in Nashville because it's kind of in a little bit of a valley, so it hits all the time. So in the spring especially, there's warnings all the time. So I'd been in Nashville a couple of years, and it was one of those stormy days where we kept having thunderstorms. And so in the spring, when it gets really warm, like unnaturally warm, you know, the bottom's going to fall out and there's going to be a bad thing, which is what happened here this past week. Mm-hmm. So I was working, and I had a catering event the next morning, and I had to get to the place to pick up the equipment before they close at 3:30. I'll never forget this. There have been warnings all day. And when I was leaving my house that morning, I'd left my rain jacket in my car, so I just happened to grab a big coat to throw on over my head to run out to my car because it was pouring rain when I left that morning. So I get in the car, and everybody's like, oh, there's another warning going off. I'm like, yeah, whatever. So leave work, like 2 blocks from work, I'm about to turn left onto Charlotte Avenue, and there's this big cloud, and it's moving in 2 directions, and my ears pop, like hard.
Yeah.
And I went, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
And then I look in my rearview mirror, and there's a building behind me that looked like it took a deep breath, and the bricks flew off.
Oh,
so I learned from that tornado when I was five, the worst place to be is your car.
Right.
That's like drill that into you. Worst place to be is car. Worst place. So I'm trying to get across the intersection to a gas station to get out and maybe take cover. By the time I get over there, there's so much debris flying, I can't get out of my car.
Yeah.
So I crawl down into the passenger floorboard. Don't know why, I just did. Grabbed the heavy coat from my back seat and pulled it up. Car's rocking. Stuff's flying. All my windows exploded. And a steel beam came through the driver's side door.
Wow.
Of my car.
Jeez.
So I really thought I was going to die. And I think the only reason my car didn't flip is I was close enough to the building. It couldn't get enough lift.
Yeah.
So that was my big tornado. Then there were a couple other little tornado things that happened in Nashville, but that was a biggie.
Yeah.
So for years after that, thunderstorm rolls up. I'm in the basement.
Yeah.
I got a cat and a dog under each arm.
Yeah, absolutely.
Running. And kind of over the years, I've gotten a little desensitized. So fast forward to
Last week
when we had storms, and we were finishing up work, and it was about 8 o'clock. And somebody texted me and said, "Hey, the sirens are going off. You might want to wait." And I'm like, "Up here, really? No."
Yeah.
Got in my car, was in the garage, about to pull out, and one of the residents came down because that's the basement for them. So they were all coming downstairs, and she showed me the radar.
Yeah.
And I went, "Oh, that's right at my house."
Exactly.
So put the car back and, you know, because again, it's like all these years, I'm like, oh, I know better. I'm fine.
Alcoholic thinking.
Yep. I didn't know better. But so we all sat around, we waited like a half an hour. And when I got home, driving home, like trees were down, roads were closed. It was kind of a little apocalyptic.
It's funny, assumptions trump safety.
Yes. Yes.
Right. Like they defeat the whole purpose of sirens.
Yeah.
It's not because it's going to happen. because there's a pretty good chance it will happen.
Yeah, yeah. And you would think with my experiences, I would go, maybe err on the cautious side, not that I think I know better side. Yeah.
Well, and it's the watch versus warning, right? Yes. And yeah. The watch means conditions are amiable for it, but yeah. Warning is we saw one, bitches.
Yep. Yeah. 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 And then, but this is where I go. I'm like, well, they saw the funnel cloud, but it didn't touch down.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. There we go.
Because, you know, I'm the expert.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah. You were just the, weren't you the replacement for Skilling this last week?
Oh, and that was his last night. Because we went to the Bistro. We turned on WGN yeah. and the Bistro and watched him. I'm like, oh my goodness. He is like, well.
In his glory.
Oh, yeah. He was so happy.
Yeah, yeah. We love Tom Skilling. For people that don't know Chicago, that don't happen to have WGN and wherever you are, because WGN is everywhere.
I watched it in Kentucky and Tennessee.
Yeah, yeah. It was Tom Skilling. He's the man.
I watched it in Cali as a kid.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was Saved by the Bell, was on WGN.
Yep.
But yeah, Tom freaking Skilling.
Yep. We grew up with him.
Yeah.
Yeah, so his last night out, he got a big one.
Good.
Oh, he was excited. So that was the first thought wrong.
Well, hey, you know, we continue to take our own inventory and realize, thank goodness for the little angel that came down and told you that.
Yeah, Lila Pollock. Thank you, Lila. All right, so today's topic is spirituality.
Aww.
And I know it's a big one. It can be, or it can be whatever. So I think the whole point of today is us talking about our thoughts on it and how we live it, see it, breathe it.
Yeah.
Yeah? I do have a definition, though, that I liked a lot. Spirituality is a recognition of a feeling or sense or belief that there is something greater than myself, something more to being human than the sensory experience, which I liked.
Ooh, that's really good.
Mm-hmm. And so my therapist moved to North Carolina.
That's
so
we're a sad day.
Oh, it's been hard. So we're doing Zoom calls now, and we had our second one. And it's okay. I mean, it really is. And I adore her, so it's fine. But we were talking last week, and we were talking about spirituality, and she said something that really struck me. She said, you have a very special place in the world because of your experiences and recovery. So you have normalized talking about it. Mm-hmm. And she said the normal people, you know, walking down the street don't really think about it or talk about it like you do.
Yeah.
And she said, you're lucky in that. She said, but just because they don't think about it that way or talk about it that way doesn't mean they're not experiencing it
right.
every day in their own form and their own ideas. And she said, think about love.
Right.
Love is, I think, the purest form of spirituality. And then in the meeting this morning, it kind of came around to that. And I'm like, wow, what a great way to think of it. Because it is uncomfortable for people to talk about it, or they don't know how to articulate, right?
Yeah.
Especially if it's non-religious, you know, because when you take that out of it, because that's how most of us were probably introduced to it, it does grow differently.
Well, what's magical about that is we talk about it. We learn about it, but we also experience it in the rooms, mm-hmm. and we experience it every time we're co-creating with our sponsor or with each other, or we're doing the actual work because we are forced to, or because we choose to, in recovery, make those decisions of trying out spirituality.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, I mean, I think, too, like, I still... The I'm spiritual, not religious.
Yes.
And like I've set aside everything I think I know about that statement. Because again, I go like, what's your point?
Right. Right.
Because again, I mean, it's like, they're different types of the same thing. Mm-hmm. They're not the same thing, but then it's also, like, they are so different also. One is not contingent on the other.
Correct.
Right? And so, again, it's almost like saying, yeah, you know, I'm a White Sox fan, but I also like grilled cheese. Like,
But I think for some people, they need that qualifier because of the damage that may have been done by religion.
Well, again, and that's why we're this, like, almost hardwired connection between the two.
Yes.
And, again, I think that that's what's beautiful about recovery as a broad term is when we realize like they're not like contingent on the other one, mm-hmm. right? They're on their own, something completely in and of itself. And I think again, where they cross over, where one can, you know, sort of magnify or amplify another one, but mm-hmm. They're not contingent on each other. And so that idea of saying I'm one thing but not the other, I guess the problem with that, like you talked about, our bias or our previous experiences, mm-hmm. where again, I've found out that my spirituality is a lot more religious than I thought.
Yeah.
Again, because then it's almost like the label that you put on something. Uh-huh. And then I go, oh, well, if that was taught to me at a church, then it's religious. Mm-hmm. And I look back and I go, no, that was like totally spiritual. Mm-hmm. You know, but again, I think what's great about the conversation is too, is where when spirituality becomes something way bigger than we can describe,
yes,
that it actually is hardwired. It exists in every single human being. And I would even dare to say every single life form, mm-hmm. right? Because whether it be a soul, an essence, an existence, whatever it is, it's that inside, you know, connecting outward, right?
Correct.
You know, and again, that religion being this sort of backdoor, this reversal of the outside connecting with your inside, mm-hmm. you know, and again, nothing wrong with that. You know, I think, like I said, they complement each other, but to me, that's what's rad because when I just would hear a spiritual, I think of that picture I got you, Vicky. I think of, you know, like crystals or charms or, you know, and I'm missing like the whole point of spirituality, which is like just about the most personal journey you can have. That is really, can be the basis of all the most amazing relationships.
I wrote down while you were talking before you said that unique personal experience.
Totally. Mm-hmm.
And yep. I think we have a very unique situation when we're in a 12-step program where they share with us some ways to get there, many different ways to get there, right? Yeah. And I think some people that maybe don't have the condition or that introduction, and their introduction is something different. I think it's about finding. I was talking to my best friend yesterday. We were going out, and she has started to go back to church. And what she said is, it is just my hour where I can sit and be quiet and listen. Mm-hmm. And that's exactly a beautiful way to describe it, because each one of us has our own singular journey on this same path, right? So I always see it as, lately I've been seeing this with my kids specifically, where we're all on this road. You know, I think about Lord of the Rings or, you know, one of these fantasy epic journeys. We're all on this road and we're trudging and we all have our own experience in the same timeline,
yeah. mm-hmm.
everything, everywhere, all at once, we were talking about earlier, in the same timeline. And there's nothing I can do to really feel or learn that experience for my kids. But I can walk arm in arm with them down that road while I'm having an experience, while they're each having their own individual experiences. So for me, it's been this huge awakening of, it's a unique personal experience of me letting go of the blocks mm-hmm. that disconnect me from God, Goddess, Gus, higher power, whatever the heck it is. I don't care what we call it, mm-hmm. right? But it's because when I'm in that, I'm more connected to you and you, and I'm connected to the trees, and I'm connected to, for me, it's about the unknowingness, about not knowing, and about multiple things being true at the same time. Mm-hmm. And when I'm in that energy, I am able to be a part of.
Yeah.
And I think that's where my spirituality is born.
Yeah. Well, with listening to when we're talking about spirituality, I guess that makes sense. The reason why they do this disclaimer about spiritual, not religious, because really what we're saying is, but it's going to sound very similar. Mm-hmm. And again, there's nothing wrong with that. But I love the idea of how much more roomy it gets.
Yes.
Right? Because again, like read your definition if you don't mind again.
Yes, recognition of a feeling or sense or belief that there is something greater than myself, something more to being human than sensory experience.
Right. So if you look at that definition and then the greater than yourself, that can take us to, again, program or take us to, but it, you know, if you just replace that word with love, like that's going to be an equal opportunity kind of thing for anybody out there. Right.
And I always think interconnectedness is the thing because as she was saying, we're all on the journey side by side. Each individual experience is special, but there's still that symmetry of our connected vibe.
Well, absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, and how, okay. So this has been coming up for me a lot and it's a little, I don't know what it is. I'm not going to judge it. I'm just going to say it. That God is everyone and everything. God is you. You are God. You are God. And you are God. And you,
and you
are
get
God.
A God. And you get a God.
Right? And I...
And you can replace that with love.
Well, and even... So, because sometimes, as I used to think about religion, per se, and I... Okay, so back up. My story is, when I came into the program, I was an atheist. I was raised Catholic... dysfunctionally raised Catholic, not because of Catholic, but because of the way my family practiced, right? It was very confusing. We would go to church. My dad would be like, this is great. God is everywhere. He was newly sober. My mom would be like, that's a bunch of bullshit, blah, blah, blah. So I was very confused, right? And so when I got to college, someone tried to talk to me about accepting the Christian faith, and I was very anti it. So then I deemed myself an atheist. So I was an atheist from college to 37 when I decided to come in the rooms. And then when the rooms and the book told me that I had to have a God, I was very upset, right? Mm-hmm. Very, very upset and very confused. And so it's been a uncovering for me and an opening for me to get to where I've gotten today. But my whole point is I used to think of religion as evil, right? It is by far the farthest thing from that. It is the, I think everybody has a right to do whatever they need to do to feel good in themselves. And that's a beautiful piece of whatever it is.
Mm-hmm. Right. Like when we always use it, like I play video games religiously. Right, like we use that term all the time, right?
Yeah. What does that mean?
Well, right. Right. Exactly. I mean, again, what they're saying, right, is that they do it often.
Right.
That it's something that obviously means a lot to them.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It's consistency.
Well, and when you were talking about religion isn't evil, it is as any kind of human-led organization group, there's always room for it.
Totally.
There's always room for someone to struggle for power, manipulation, control.
Right.
Because that's part of the human experience as well. So, yeah, there's a lot of bad that has happened within the confines of religion. That doesn't mean religion itself is.
Right. It's that black and white thinking that I used to live by, where what I've learned through sponsorship, through friendships, through lots of meetings, through lots of readings, whatever, life experiences
therapy.
Is that there are so many different ways to look at the same thing, and they all can be true at the same time.
Yes.
Yeah. Hence the rainbow.
Yep. Well, you know, and again, too, like we're always talking about spirituality and the value in being spiritual, to have, you know, learning opportunities to grow, to change. I mean, the science is there about health factors involved in spirituality and religion, right? I mean, and they're non-negotiable. I mean, they're proven that, like, you know, it talks about, spiritual people being more generous.
Yes.
Right? That they live longer.
Being more open-minded.
Right, again, you know, because it's talking about helping your self-esteem. It's better on your physical and mental health, right? Better sleep patterns, better lifestyle in general. And it's not because of some sort of specificity in the spirituality. It's that sort of openness and that awareness that comes from spirituality. Because spirituality is about awareness.
Mm-hmm.
It's about being aware of self.
Present moment awareness, right.
Aware of others, aware of your size and space in the universe or the existence,
right?
And, you know, that to me is, you know, something that can't be like overemphasized, except it's almost like, again, we're like, it's so big. We're like grabbing onto like, you know, a tiny sliver of it and trying to have a conversation about
it. We have no idea, right? That's the beauty of it. That's the beauty of that word faith. I remember when I was fighting this, because I was fighting it, and my therapist at the time said, Vicky, have you ever heard that quote about jumping off the ledge and trusting that you're going to be caught? Just go for it and trust that. And that is how my experience has been. Mm-hmm. I've had to jump off a cliff I've had the honor of jumping off the cliff so many times and being caught by the beauty of this world, other humans, moments in time, whatever. I have had the privilege of not being so fearful that I stopped myself and live a very small life.
Right. And I think with my journey, with my own personal spirituality, has opened up the world so much more. And it's that level of open-mindedness. And like you said, my experience is different than everyone else's, and we're all right. There's no wrong. When you actually kind of embrace that idea of, I can think something completely different than Mark and Vicky, but that doesn't mean that any of us are right or wrong. That's just our perspective. Yeah. That's our experience. It's all that stuff that's come before us to this very moment right now of mindfulness. And here we are.
Yeah. Well, and again, like what you said, it's spirituality is not agreements.
Mm-hmm.
It's quite the opposite. Yeah. I mean, that's because if we're all on this sort of different path, same path, mm-hmm. then, you know, everything is right.
Yeah.
Everything is wrong. It's completely subjective based on your mind, your experiences, your, you know, understanding. Mm-hmm. And again, that's what's rad about spirituality. It's supposed to evolve, change, you know, go forwards, backwards, not even in directions, right?
The four agreements, you know, Don Miguel talks about, you know, do your best. Mm-hmm. Well, my best right now is going to be completely different than how it's going to look tomorrow morning at 9 a.m.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And all of those are okay.
Yeah.
I wonder, as you're talking, I wonder for me if there's a bit of spirituality is simply allowing what's happening to happen and to find the beauty of it or to experience it. Or I kind of feel like spirituality is a verb, right? I'm really having a hard time articulating. And that's what I, you know, whenever I have a hard time articulating how I'm feeling, my sponsor always says to me, she says, Vicky, things that are of faith, of higher power, of God, are very difficult to verbalize.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that is that's the magic. I mean, I have goosebumps. When you think about all those special things that happen, you know, you hear about triggers, and then there's this new one, well, I'm sure it's been around forever, new mm-hmm. to me, glimmers,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
These glimmers and these moments of, oh, wow, there's so much more. It's like the curtain has been pulled and it's a 3D, huge, all-encompassing, amazing space when I allow it to be my eyes to open, my whole being, all of my senses to open.
Yes.
Mm. Yeah. Also, when you think about spirituality, it is, okay? It takes me to say that, think that, feel that, for me to connect with spirituality. Mm-hmm. But again, it always is. It's just, again, it's whether I'm on board, whether I'm aware,
yes,
whether,
right?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And so there's that direct correlation too. I was just thinking to myself, like, okay, again, if we want to go into like the deep dive comparisons or the contrast in religion and spirituality, I think God is everything, right? We hear this, God is everything, right? God is everything. And I go, well, I can list six things that God definitely isn't. Okay, right, again, right?
I love your skeptic.
Again, I'll fight you on this one. That don't add up, mm-hmm. okay? But again,
And maybe that's where God is in that person's or that situation's life so that it can evolve into, I don't know.
Again, right? Because this is where we strive to go to this happy ending, mm-hmm. to this what's the lesson when there mm-hmm. isn't a lesson. That's the lesson sometimes.
Right.
Or
right.
even bigger, what's our purpose? Because right. that does come a lot when you're reading about spirituality. Yep. It's the human need to know their purpose.
Yes, here. We need answers. We need right direction.
Maybe your purpose is just to be.
Not have a purpose.
Yeah. Just to be. Right. Well, one of my favorite stickers that I've had of all time is do no harm.
Yeah.
That I feel is my purpose.
Well, that gets into like the Buddhism stuff, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, again, where it's not about enlightenment.
That
isn't,
Buddhism stuff.
Well, that's all I know about it, right? I mean, I've dabbled.
Yep.
But it's like the idea isn't to know everything. Mm-hmm. It's in accepting that you know nothing that you reach this sort of point of Zen, right?
Yeah.
Or this, and spirituality can, again, I can use spirituality as sort of a platform to find out the answers. Right. And then again, I'm really grateful. I'm almost realizing the more questions I have, the better off I am.
Mm-hmm.
It's absolutely. The curiosity.
That's growth.
The, right. Exactly.
Yeah,
and it's the teachability.
Yeah. And this morning in the meeting, that was one of the things that we were talking about. It was growth and how if you don't have pain, I don't want to say suffering because that's different. And especially in Buddhism, you understand the difference between something painful and just choosing to suffer. But if you don't have pain, you're not going to get better, bigger, no more. You know, I mean, that's part of growing is those obstacles that are difficult. Because if you're just always on a flat plane, there's no challenges, then nothing changes.
It's like muscles stretch.
Yeah. That's, and I was thinking about it this morning. I'm like, this is what I think about with my recovery journey is that I didn't know what I didn't know before. Now I kind of know what I don't know.
Mm.
Right, the more it's that one Michael Franti song.
Yeah.
The more I learn, the less I know. Or the more I live, the less I know. And it's beautiful. And all these things can happen. And it doesn't have to be good or bad.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that when I am not in the happy ending epidemic, right?
Yeah.
When I am in the, okay, this is what's happening today.
Showing up.
Today, mm-hmm. I do not feel well. Okay, that's all right. Am I going to go to sleep and is the sun going to go down and come up again in the morning? Yeah, so I just am here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And do no harm.
I am talking with my hands. I
yes,
guess you
is.
Got me all fired up.
She's gesticulating. And I just dropped my pen on the floor.
It's okay. You weren't writing anything anyways.
Yet.
Yet.
Yeah, this is it's a lot of good food for thought, huh?
Well, I can't possibly know what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And that has turned into joy and fun for me.
Yes. Finding joy in the unknowing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The unknown.
Unknown.
Are you guys, this is probably going to be a first thought wrong live in the process. Like, do you guys ever feel like we're constantly doing these little circles? Like where we have like, because sometimes I will hear myself and I go like, geez, Mark, like, man, again, and spirituality, my understanding of it helps me go to these sort of like bullet points.
Yeah.
Right. And everything I say and I kind of scan the menu mm-hmm. and I go, it's kind of like that. Yeah. And then they use that thing again where, I mean, what a rad thing to really appreciate the fact that sometimes I can't stand the sound of my voice.
Yeah.
Right? Or sometimes that I'm listening to someone and I'm not hearing them. Right? Or the idea of where I can make a huge mistake and not even be aware of it. It's still a mistake.
Mm-hmm.
But yet what makes it worse is my consciousness of the mistake because of how I react in that mistake. So it's like there's these cool, like almost like there's levels on levels on levels that I have a good feeling I'll probably never get to, but there's plenty of work to do.
Yes.
Yeah, so many opportunities in this idea that, you know, to your point about all these different comparison and contrasting, how they mm-hmm. say science and spirituality aren't the same. I beg to differ on that. I believe science is spirituality. I believe there. So it you know what it reminds me of when you were talking? Art.
Yeah.
No one can tell you that something isn't art.
Yeah.
You might not like that piece of art, mm-hmm. but art is art. Mm-hmm. Everything is art. Yeah. And that's how I feel about spirituality yes. in this moment. That's what I'm learning in this moment.
Yeah.
That there aren't constraints on it, even if I think in my head, mm-hmm. the constraints are only the ones that I put in
that
here.
That you put there. And I will tie another science to spirituality because music is math.
Yeah, right. Right.
And is there, for me personally, more pure form of art than music? Not for me.
Right.
And it's math.
Yeah. And it's.
That gives me glimmers.
Well, I don't know anything.
Yeah.
And that's everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can I write that down?
Please. Before I forget it. No, but that's it. That's what I love about even this podcast is the opportunity to, you know, talk with two different but like-minded individuals mm-hmm. and just see what happens.
That I trust. I trust you implicitly with my kooky, crazy thoughts.
Yeah.
And yeah. I'm brave and courageous enough to say these things and put them out there in a podcast land.
Mm-hmm.
And who knows who hears or doesn't, but it doesn't matter. Today, I have enough faith or spirituality or craziness to enjoy these subjects and to pick them apart yeah. for myself so that I can grow and become something in this moment.
Right. Yeah. And disclosure, anyone that's listening to this podcast, we are not teaching you anything.
No.
And if any of us have come off that way, nope. we would like to make amends to you.
I am not qualified.
Right. We're talking out loud yep. so we can experience.
Yeah, it's the out loud processing.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, well, golden nuggets.
Golden nuggets. Faith, Vicky said, is learning to trust. I love that.
Mm-hmm.
Love it, love it, love it.
Yep, double Vicky. Spirituality is experience.
Mm-hmm.
It's a biggie.
What mine was, Mark, the inside connecting outward. Yeah. Spirituality being what's on the inside coming outward. And I picture this tapestry / spider web / you know, beautiful art piece of everybody's inside connecting mm-hmm. and creating this beautiful, messy, sometimes ugly, sometimes whatever world that we're experiencing in this moment today, that we're lucky enough to be on this earth to experience.
This very beautiful moment.
Mm-hmm.
All right. When you just reminded me on the inside working its way out, like that's a pretty common theme that the spirit, mm-hmm. like, and that's the first part of that word.
Yeah.
Right. Which is again,
yeah.
you know, that that spirituality isn't about obtaining or gaining something. Mm-hmm. It already is. And the more I'm on that sort of, curious seeking journey.
Yes.
The more I'm able to, dance with spirituality.
I like that dance.
Yeah, mm-hmm. it's a good one.
And expand.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't there a part in our literature that says expansive never? What am I thinking of?
Don't know.
I can't think of it. We'll delete that part. We'll
edit that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just jokes.
Tartar sauce.
Tartar sauce and a bag of
bag of chips.
Richards.
Fish and chips and vinegar. All right. Well, we are telling on ourselves, and we are so grateful you stayed to hear us figure out what we don't know.
That's right.
On.
Ciao, Bella. That was fun.